Hey, Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. It's a real nice thing to hear from you. It's been a while.
Has it been? Yeah, I guess so. It's probably been a couple months now.
It's been like a year, yeah.
It's been a year? Wow. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's nice to talk to you again. I thought if it's okay with you, I've been doing these. I don't know if you've been listening to a podcast.
Yeah, but... well, it's kind of my only way of keeping up with what you're doing. So since I haven't heard from you. Yeah, well, I've been listening.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, so I was thinking I could have you on the podcast if you want for a future episode. Well, about TV and film. Not really a future episode, I guess, like a very soon episode. But
yeah,
is that something you'd be willing to do?
It's so much with the podcast, Ken. It's been like a year and it's about the podcast. All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I can help out with the podcast.
Great. So I actually am recording this Zoom call right now, and I figured if you want, I can just take your audio from that, and you won't even worry about it.
It's
but then we can record.
So we're going now.
Yeah. This. I thought this conversation could be the podcast episode.
It's the most like high effort, unprepared kind of. All right. Yeah. We can go. We can go now.
Great.
What are we talking about?
Okay. So I was thinking. We need to do a TV film episode. People usually will do like a film review where they'll just like recap the movie and basically give it a review at the end. So I'm pretty good at the review at the end part, but I'm not as good as at recapping, watching film, that kind of stuff, because I don't have a TV, as you know. So I think what I would want to talk about today instead of a TV movie is the Wixjacks, or for the listeners who don't know, our local play. Because I know that you saw that last year.
Yeah, well, I was hoping you were going to go with me, but yes, I was going anyway.
Well, yeah, I was doing podcast stuff.
Everybody in goes.
Don't say the name, because I was told we should bleep that. So can you just call it like the city or?
Yeah, I'll just say that everybody in town goes to the play.
Perfect.
Every year. I mean, well, so I'm not a live theater kind of, you know, I study art, but it's more of the painting, sculpture, photography, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, sculptures are like slow TV, so you should actually be just imagine a painting sped up, and that's the play, basically.
It's like a whole different, I don't know, body of theory and literature, and I feel like
that's why you're the expert.
I'll do what I can.
Great. Well, thank you so much. So welcome to PRRO. Let me do the intro real quick. I forgot to do the intro. So
that's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome to P. Actually, sorry, I totally forgot to introduce you. This is Maxwell, or Max. Is your full name Maxwell?
Full name Maxwell. Brandt. Max is fine. I prefer that. You should.
Okay.
You should.
Sorry.
Is fine.
Sorry, Max Brandt. Sorry. This is Max Brandt. Thanks for being on the show. Sorry. Okay.
I'm happy to help.
Welcome to PRRP, or this week, I actually don't have a title yet. I forgot to look at the SEO. It's probably like plays, recital. I don't know what it is. A review, though, is actually a term for a play. So probably
plays
have
plays recited rather periodically. That's the Wixjacks would fit.
Oh, right? You have been listening. Yeah. So actually, I already used periodically, though. I just don't want to. I don't want people to think it's a news podcast if I use periodically. So I have to make sure the words
for
are
like
different.
Annually. Oh well.
And perennially. Oh, wait. So can you say it again so I can use that?
Yeah. What is it? Plays recited. Rather perennially?
Not rather. It's
regularly.
Be...
Regularly perennially?
Okay, I guess that works. I was hoping to use the word review because review could mean play, but I guess it's fine. All right, well, this is why you're here already. You're so much better at this art stuff than I am. I'm only good at podcasts, which are notoriously not art, unfortunately. So let's just do a quick recap of the Wixjacks, if you don't mind, for the listeners, and we will, go from there.
Yeah, you know, you see it every year, you kind of just get into the flow of it, you maybe don't concentrate on every detail. It's hard to recap it. Do we have a written copy or anything like that?
Is there a written copy?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never seen one.
I think as far as I know, it's just, I think they just do like an oral tradition where they pass it down.
I guess that's why they make such a big deal out of who's the new understudy, because those people always end up taking over, and so, yeah.
Yeah, they're always sorry.
I never realized that that's how they do it. It's weird, because in, I don't know, classical oral tradition, you know, Gilgamesh or the Iliad or something. It like has a structure of rhyme or meter or something, so you could remember it more easily. But these people are just remembering the whole thing straight from memory.
I think it's because it's like such a history that everyone already knows that it's just easier to remember. They don't even need to write it down because it's just kind of, it's like you don't need to write down that you have to go to the bathroom because you remember to do it.
It's just a cyclical function.
Yeah.
So we have the play, it's sort of autumnal, comes around around March every year. And
that's fall for Americans. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. Wherever the reviews are coming in from. And it starts out with a drayman carrying a coffin on a scow that I know it's not recap.
That's
really.
Right. That's right. That's right. No. Yeah. It's just, sometimes it's hard for me. I saw it so long ago. There's the drayman comes in, he's got a coffin, and then there's like, basically, as far as I think, I was just too young to understand the nuance of it. But like, what there's just like the cast just kind of parades out, right? And they just kind of lead everybody out one at a time.
Yeah, I brought that up because you get that sort of like not spooky, but just sort of like gothic mood like right off the bat from that image, which always sort of sticks with me. But then, yeah, the whole first half sort of is it's the history of our town.
Yeah, thank you.
With the quarry and the auberge and some of the major places and how they get established. And
yeah,
I don't know, the first half the structure is a little bit sort of regularized, maybe stilted, of just going one by one through these different things. And yeah, I mean, it's an annual local tradition, so it is kind of like a parade if a parade were a play.
Yeah, parade, that could be a parade review recite it. Maybe that wouldn't work.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What sticks with you from the first half?
Let's see. So there was just, I remember like that when the parade just was, everyone was get progressively taller and taller until I think the tallest person had some line at the end pointing. I don't remember. This is why I have you on, because I actually have no memory of
the height thing is a good catch. I guess they do kind of get taller. That's weird.
Don't they? Or about. I mean, I was also younger, so maybe I was just generally shorter than they were. But
I don't know. I think the second half is really where it starts to take off. The whole tone changes, wouldn't you say?
I guess. Yeah, I actually haven't seen the second half personally, so this is actually way better that you're here than me for this one.
You never saw it? Wow.
I never got around to it. I've been just, the last couple of years I've been so busy. And when I was young, I saw the first half and then I left the intermission and I just wasn't able to actually, I was trying to get back in and the doors, I guess, locked behind me or something. And I wasn't able to see the second half.
No one ever leaves during the whole thing. I mean, even in intermission, people just stay in their seats and kind of like talk a little bit, but
I don't know.
If they lock the doors, it's weird that they lock the doors, but no one would ever know because they don't leave. It's just something that everybody does every year. That's crazy. I didn't know that anybody missed part of it even. I guess I'm on my own for this part of the recap.
Sorry, don't judge me. You're always judging me.
Well, it's not. It's just surprising.
Okay.
But in the second half, it's a totally different sort of a thing. It's the Jacks.
Yeah.
And they're inside because of the orange fox. They're stuck inside.
Oh.
And so it's sort of like, in TV, it would be like a bottle episode. Just
good
a few
TV
characters.
And film, good.
Yeah, that will, trying to stick with your weekly theme.
Thank
there,
you.
A few characters, and they're stuck inside, and they're mostly just talking. There's not really anything going on. They're just having to wait. And so they end up talking about mostly the values that they want to instill for the town, for the next generation. And it's a sort of a lot of speeches and soliloquies, and I don't know, there's a way in which it all kind of washes over you and you get into their kind of mindset and you identify with it. And, I don't know, there's some real strong local connection through all of it. It's hard to explain because it's just the pace goes from this sort of staccato to something very steady, and you've just sort of fall into it.
Would you say it's better than the first half then?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think that if you've never seen the second half, you're really missing out on the sort of the meat of it.
Again, you don't have to criticize. I just haven't gotten.
No, I'm not trying. Maybe we could go sometime. Like, I thought we were going to do last year, because you should check out the second half. I'm trying to invite.
I told you I had to buy that website last year. Remember? And it was a whole thing. And I'd get to the store.
There's always a website or a podcast or
yeah,
something.
There is.
But once a year. Anyway. So it ends with the birth of the third uncle, because Henrietta's been there the whole time, and does less talking, that's sort of the ending image, is moving on to, you know, the sort of lineage of our town from there on out. So you could call the whole thing, it's a little bit of boosterism as far as local people and the way they want to portray themselves, but it's
boosterism? Is that an art thing?
No, it's just sort of, well, you know, it means like the local people like wanting to talk up the town and say that it's a great place and it's full of all of this sort of meaning and its history. Okay. Maybe that's a little bit of the tone, but it also, I don't know, it just has a ring to the whole thing.
Well, thank you so much for that recap. This is so great that I didn't realize, well, I guess I didn't realize that you always see the second act, but that makes sense. So I'm glad that you're able to enlighten our listeners with that review or recap, I should say. I guess we get to the review now of the thing. I don't know. You know, as you know, I'm not really into that kind of old media. I like podcasts, the new stuff, the good stuff. So
not all the new stuff is, I mean, you should stop by the gallery where I've been working and see some of the paintings and things like that. It's not all gotta be electronic media. This is my thing.
Do you think that there's people would leave like reviews? Are there a lot of people that come in there that would be able to, like, is there a way that you check them in or something and you could like leave a podcast out there?
People sign the guest book. They usually don't leave stars. I guess art reviews are more qualitative and less, you know, numerical.
Oh, but okay. So not as helpful,
so
really.
How many stars are you given the first half, though?
Yeah, I guess the first half, I mean, I was young. I don't really have a good sense of it. I don't want to be too harsh, not knowing the whole picture. I guess I would just simply give it, it was pretty boring, and it's just a lot of stuff we've already known already, so I don't really find it enlightening. So I probably would give it 5 stars.
For one half of a play, that's pretty good. I'll give the second half, as seems to be tradition, I'll give it 5 stars, and then we're giving the whole thing 10 stars altogether. So, pretty good.
That'd be 10 divided by 2, 2 halves.
Okay, so we can average
5 stars. Yeah, you can't make it out of more than 5. Talk about this. So, I think that's about it. Then we've reviewed the play. There's no reviews at an art gallery, so I'll try to make it if I can. I'm trying to see if I can't get into town and maybe get people all around to give the podcast reviews. So I think in that way, maybe I'll see you soon sometime. But
I mean, it, in front of the whole podcast audience, maybe, but I want to use the podcast's structure to my advantage. Can I see you next week?
Oh, very funny. That's very good. Yes, definitely. We will see you next week.
No, I mean, like me, not the listeners. We should get together, Kim. It's been a while.
It has.
All right.
Yep, we have. Right. It has. So, you can say the sign off again to the listeners.
Okay. I'm happy to have been on, and Ken, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you, listeners, next week.